Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies and lower 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, isolated chances of rain showers late, lower 40s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue the chance of rain with a low of 38. For Sunday, mostly cloudy skies. We'll see highs around 52 degrees. Right now, it's 43.
When you bring your vehicle to Moss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Moss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Happy Friday. A federal judge says it is not in the public interest to order Ford County to open another polling site in Dodge City just days before the election. U.S. District Judge Daniel Crabtree said in a written ruling last evening that the request from the American Civil Liberties Union for an order to open a second polling location would likely cause more voter confusion than it might cure. Kansas prison officials say two correctional officers were injured while responding to a fight between inmates at the El Dorado Correctional Facility. Corrections Department spokesman Samir Arif says the fight occurred last Friday. He said the officers were treated on site and their injuries were not life-threatening. The Corrections Department didn't release further details about the altercation. And don't forget, as you go to bed Saturday night, move those clocks back 1 hour. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them.
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
A Kansas Senate committee has approved three appointments to the Kansas Board of Regents. The appointments will now head to the full Senate for confirmation when it meets in January. Governor Jeff Collier appointed former Representative Mark Hutton, a Republican from Wichita, and former State Senator Alan Schmidt, a Democrat from Hayes, as new members to the board. He also reappointed former Representative Bill Feuerborn, a Democrat from Garnett. The director of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is stepping down. Kansas Department of Health and Environment Secretary Jeff Anderson has announced the resignation of Medicaid Director John Hamdorf, who's leaving the agency to pursue the completion of his doctoral degree and a career in healthcare counseling. Hamdorf will remain in his current position through the end of the year to ensure a smooth transition. An interim permanent Medicaid director has not yet been selected. I'm Rick Everett with Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Nebraska Secretary of State John Gale says the number of registered voters has reached a record high. Gale said yesterday the state now has 1,219,644 registered voters, a number that exceeds the previous record set in the 2016 general election. Gale says the number of registrations is especially impressive given that the upcoming election is a midterm, which generally have lower turnout than presidential election years. State troopers in western Nebraska have reported finding more than 360 pounds of marijuana and cannabis products in a traffic stop near lodgepole. The Nebraska State Patrol said in a news release yesterday that the seizure stemmed from a traffic stop around noon Wednesday on I-80. The street value of the bust is estimated at more than $1 million. Nebraska. Mid-America Network News.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons, offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection, inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repairs done in our service department entitle you to 1-year warranty on parts and 6 months warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on AGCO parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the AGCO PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season. Or find us on the web at schmidinc.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A community first impressions reveal was held in Marysville Monday evening. The program, coordinated through Kansas State Research and Extension, pairs volunteer teams of 3 members each. They reverse roles in visiting their partner community and sharing a visitor's first impression. Marysville was paired with Lindsberg, and their volunteers were here on 2 occasions this past summer. Nancy Daniels, Community Vitality Specialist with the Extension Office, explained the program's intent.
The purpose of first impressions is to just help you remember what things look like to a first-time visitor. We get so dulled to what things look like. In fact, in a little southwest town, I had a conversation with the agent just the other day. He said, "What do you mean they couldn't find the library? It's right by the city hall. Didn't they see the sign?" And he said, "I don't know how long that sign's been down. I go by it every day. But the sign isn't there anymore." And those are the kinds of things we find out from first impressions.
Marysville generally earned high marks, with notes that it was an attractive place to call home. Concerns with adequate rental and mid-level housing options were observed. Also drawing comment were the significant number of vacant buildings downtown, with a side note that not as much retail was featured as one might expect. Schools, healthcare services, churches, and parks drew especially high praise. Of note were the recent improvements, the junior-senior high school, the city pool, and library. Additional signage pointing toward attractions was suggested, as was improving the north side of a downtown buildings fronting U.S. 36. The visiting team commented on the friendly nature of local residents and the absolute charm of the city's brick streets. Washington recently participated in the program as well, with a public meeting set for Tuesday, November 27th at 6:30 p.m. at the FNB Basement Meeting Room to reveal the survey results. Blue Rapids recently shared first impressions with their community. A significant contrast in housing was noted, with many nice homes, but in the eyes of a visitor, many that are unkept. Quoting, "Some were very dilapidated, some really nice." The downtown also drew mixed comments, with positive impressions of around town square and library improvements. Concerns with a lack of business options, open buildings, and vacant space were noted. All shared the city park is a highlight in Blue Rapids due to its location, amenities, and everything in one place. One visitor commented the city park is a gem in Blue Rapids. Citizen interaction was regarded as friendly and helpful. Finally, Waterville also took part in the program last year, noting an obvious community pride. The downtown drew positive reaction, with a note that streetscape could be improved. Housing options were termed adequate, with a variety of options available. Lack of a restaurant or cafe was a concern, while improvements to the Weaver Hotel and the Opera House were mentioned. Results from those visitor surveys, as well as others completed for Kansas communities thus far, are online through K-State Research and Extension, and website address is listed with this story on our website at KNDYRadio.com. Jane Frances Spiller, age 84, of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Frankfort City Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Gene Spiller. Elaine G. Greenwood, age 46, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Family will see friends Sunday, 4 until 6 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Elaine Greenwood. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ham and beans, cornbread, veggie plate, and cinnamon pears. Monday's menu, barbecue chicken, cheesy potato, wheat bread, Brussels sprouts, and applesauce. KNDY News, time is 7:15.
You're the last one to leave your office. You check your bag. Wallet, phone, keys, got it. You turn off the lights. You walk across the dark parking lot. And before you can start your car...
Get out of the car!
No time to call the cops. Your only protection is your firearm. But Paul Davis opposes your right to have a firearm when you need it the most. He opposes your constitutional right to carry. Paul Davis opposes your right to self-defense. Paul Davis is not just liberal. On guns, he's radical. Too radical for Kansas. That's why the National Rifle Association gives Paul Davis a grade of D. Defend your freedom. Defeat Paul Davis. The NRA Political Victory Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising online at NRAPVF.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Robert G. Owens, Treasurer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we've had one low pressure system move through that is now off to our east. We'll see a break as we head through today, but it does look like we have another low pressure system that will swing across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing us some cloud cover and some isolated chances of rain showers late tonight through tomorrow and into tomorrow night. Break for Sunday, and then we have another one that will move through the area as we head into the early parts of next week. Otherwise, temperatures not bad, will remain in the 50s. So looking at the forecast, for today, sunny skies, lower 50s, with wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and increasing clouds, isolated rain showers overnight in the lower 40s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers, we'll see highs in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, chance of rain, low of 38. For Sunday, we'll have mostly cloudy skies, highs in the lower 50s. And Sunday night, once again, chance of rain. That's your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early November, 62, record high on this date 82 in 1990. The average low 39, record low is 20 in 1991. Sunset this evening 6:21. Sunrise in the morning at 7:52. That's check in the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 2nd of November. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's open house time in Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville on Tuesday, November 6th from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. The fall open house is a chance to enroll, get assistance with financial aid, tour the facility, win door prizes, and get a look at the various technical programs. Start at Highland Community College and go anywhere. Check them out online at highlandcc.edu.
Early season bragging rights in the NBA's Eastern Conference on the line in Boston. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Boston Celtics put on a three-point barrage.
Hayward, kick out. Morris steps to his left. Three in the air, and the Celtics have set a new franchise record with their 20th three of the night.
The call on WBZ, Celtics forward Marcus Morris's three-pointer in the third, one of 24 made threes on the night for the Celts, setting a new franchise record in their win over the Milwaukee Bucks, 117-113. In Atlanta,
go to lean on the corner, three's on the way to beat the buzzer, no good. Rebounded by Fox, and there's the triple-double. The first of his career. How about that?
The call on KHTK, Sacramento Kings guard De'Aaron Fox made NBA history, becoming the youngest player at 20 years of age to finish with at least 30 points, 10 rebounds, and 15 assists in the Kings' 146-115 rout of the Atlanta Hawks. Kings have now won five straight. This is ABC Sports. An unforgettable first impression in San Francisco.
Third and two, quick snap. Mullins going to play action. Boot to his right, looking for Usyk. Got a wide open man. It's Pierre Garçon. Touchdown.
That call on KNBR in his first career game, starting in place of the injured C.J. Beathard. 49ers rookie quarterback Nick Mullins became the first in team history to throw for three touchdowns in his debut as the Niners cruise past the Oakland Raiders 34-3. Following the win, head coach Kyle Shanahan says Mullins deserved the opportunity.
He's always working. He's always studying. He always is acting like he's going to be the starter. And today he got his opportunity and it paid off.
To college football, behind quarterback Mackenzie Milton's four touchdowns, number 12 UCF moves to 8-0, rolling their way to a 52-40 win over Temple. In the NHL, the Edmonton Oilers blanked the Chicago Blackhawks 4-0, and the New York Islanders topped the Pittsburgh Penguins in a shootout 3-2. This is Rich Cantu.
Football action Friday. It's regional playoffs as Marysville kicks off at Topeka Hayden. K-Prep's pregame show at 6. Coach's Corner Roundup 6:30. Pregame coverage at 6:45 ahead of a 7 o'clock kickoff. Marysville at Topeka Hayden live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Axtell at Rock Hill, 6:45 pregame show on FM 95.5. Hanover entertains Frankfort, Valley Heights at Jackson Heights, Centralia hosting Troy.
Boomers in Frankfort is ready for you to stop by. Come on in for down-home cooking daily lunch special, or a burger, or some pizza, and of course cold beer after the football game. Play some pool, see if you're a pinball wizard, and enjoy the company. Or just grab some cold beer to enjoy at home. Boomers in Frankfort, open until midnight for all your post-game needs.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Farm Bill remains a priority for Congress as we move closer to the midterms. Maybe optimistic to expect legislation to be passed yet this year, but its initiatives are important as ever. Correspondent Miles Ramsey looks at the current picture of the U.S. dairy industry and how the Farm Bill's margin protection program plays a role.
Price volatility isn't a new challenge for the nation's dairy producers. It's something they've grown accustomed to after the last two decades. But today's environment is different. Mark Stevenson, Director of Dairy Policy Analysis for the University of Wisconsin-Madison, explains why.
The difference, I think, this time around is not so much with the depth of the milk price decline as it is with the persistence of it. We're going into the fourth year of relatively low prices, and that's really starting to take its toll on dairy farmers.
Because of the current state of the U.S. dairy business, it's more important than ever for Congress to authorize an impactful farm bill. Stevenson says that the margin protection program, which was changed earlier this year to lower premiums, is a major part of farm bill conversations for the commodity programs.
That program actually will have paid out something like 62 cents per hundredweight over the course of this year for the tier one levels of protection. So if you happen to be a producer at the margin, that's enough to pay some bills and to do some things that you probably need to do on a farm until prices recover.
Stevenson says Congress may act on the farm bill before the year's end, but much will depend on the outcome of November's midterm elections. Until then, dairy producers will continue to do their best with what they have.
The Holstein breed has such tremendous potential yet for increased production. The most persistent trend, I think, in all of agriculture that we have is increasing milk production per cow. And that's typified as well with the Holstein breed as any breed you can think of.
I'm Miles Ramsey.
Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the USDA will be disseminating the second round of the Market Facilitation Program payments. Just a few weeks ago, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue had indicated there would not be a second payment because of the new United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. However, South Dakota Representative Christy Noem says the administration changed course, with many farm state lawmakers advocating for additional help.
You know, I've been calling and talking to Sonny about the realities on the ground here, the struggles we've had, the fact that these trade agreements show that they're starting to get farther down the process and wrapped up, but they're not finalized. And we still have low market prices that are impacting our ability to cash flow these operations. So they responded, and we appreciate that.
She says the payment levels are inadequate, even on soybeans at $1.65 a bushel on half of production. However, it's still welcome assistance for farmers.
Yeah, when the secretary was here last week, he talked about the fact that that payment is guaranteed to come out. And it should come out, he thought, real soon in the next month, which would be very helpful to our producers in paying their end-of-the-year bills.
Noem believes progress will be made on resolving the trade war at the G20 summit in November. And that's why Perdue has already announced that there will be no trade aid in 2019.
I think they see already a difference in China's attitude because they're needing soybeans and they're needing to fill their domestic market, and their supply is a little bit limited other places. And so we have seen progress as far as other trade agreements that have ratcheted up the pressure on bringing China to the table for good negotiation. So I believe that they think their time frame is on track.
Ag Secretary Perdue does not expect the second payment to be outlined any later than December. The amount is still being discussed as as officials are still looking at market conditions. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, $2,000 full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done. It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which is agriculture, of course. Agriculture is always looking for a new cash crop, and is hemp it? More about farming hemp after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
As part of the 2014 Farm Bill that President Obama signed, states were allowed to decide whether to allow farmers to grow hemp. 30 states now allow some form of industrial hemp growing. Colorado is by far the largest producer. Minnesota is where we found farmer Ted Galati at Willows Keep Farm. He's got a 5-acre field of industrial hemp that he turned into a maze to attract people to take a look at it and learn about hemp. Under a permit from the state of Minnesota, he has been growing hemp, and he talks to us a little bit about how hemp is farmed.
It's very pest-free, and it needs little to no, actually really no pesticides put on the plant at all. And then as far as weed control, the plant grows so quickly, and it grows straight up, and it grows close together, that again, you don't need to spray your field with herbicides or chemicals to keep the weeds down. You can even do a zero-till field where you don't even till the ground. You just put your seed in, and it grows. It grows like a weed. And these crops, like I said, can grow in 90 days. So you can potentially get two crops a season. You could plant early and then come back in mid to late June, harvest your crop, and then plant again, and then harvest in October in the fall.
How much water does it need?
It actually does better with drought seasons. We had a wet season up here, and so there is a part of my field that didn't do too well because it stunted the growth, just like you see corn that gets stunted.
Yeah, lots of positives. Weeds and pests are not a problem. Neither is drought. But farmer Ted Galati says there are issues.
I mean, the difficult thing right now, obviously, is, for one, no crop insurance. So you won't get any crop insurance if you grow this plant. The other thing, too, it's not subsidized. So, you know, when you got corn and you've got soybean and you've got other crops that are subsidized, it's one of those things where, okay, you're putting in a crop that's not insured, that's not subsidized. You don't know what your return is going to be. And if you don't have the equipment to either harvest it or process it, that can be difficult. So there's actually quite a bit to keep farmers from doing this. And I think that's one of the things that's keeping it from, you know, a resurgent. I think eventually as we build in processing facilities and more people are growing it and the public demands it, then you will see a resurgent in the crop.
Ted Galati, an industrial hemp farmer from southeastern Minnesota. Back after this.
With the fall season comes lots of changes. Football, tailgate parties, and apple cider. It also means farmers will be busy harvesting crops and sowing wheat, so farm equipment will be a common occurrence on our highways and country roads. Farm equipment may be wider than one lane or even wider than the road and traveling at slower speeds, so please be patient and pass with care as they try to move their equipment safely from one field to the next. Here at Alliance Insurance, we wish everyone a safe and enjoyable fall season.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY.
In the final exhibition contest prior to the regular season, Jayhawk juniors Dedrick Lawson and Udoka Azubuki combined for 35 points, while senior LeGerald Vick added 16 of his own to help number one Kansas sprint past the Washburn Ichabod 79-52 last night. The Jayhawks outscored the visitors 44-24 over the final 18 minutes of the contest to complete the closeout of their 29th consecutive exhibition victory. Regular season play opens for the Jayhawks next Tuesday as they'll take on Michigan State, tip-off time at 6 p.m. In KU football, the Jayhawks will be taking on Iowa State tomorrow, kickoff in that matchup at 11 o'clock. K-State football has the Wildcats on the road this weekend to Texas. They'll take on the TCU Horned Frogs, kickoff in that matchup tomorrow at high noon. Mid-America Network Sports.
More than 345,000 Kansans care for a parent, spouse, or loved one, helping them live independently at home. A new state law called Kansas Lay Caregiver Act supports these caregivers. Kansans can now designate a caregiver when they're admitted to a hospital. That caregiver is informed when their loved one is discharged. Hospitals must give the caregiver an explanation and demonstration of the medical tasks they'll need to perform at home. Learn more at aarp.org/KS. Paid for by AARP.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
It's being turned that's taking people back to the Big 12 College as the matchup is between Mahomes and Mayfield. The Chiefs working on being a more complete team in all three phases of the game. And the Cleveland Browns, where the Chiefs are headed this weekend, are recovering after both their head coach and offensive coordinator were fired on Monday. What's neat about the game that's going to take place on Sunday between Patrick Mahomes and Baker Mayfield, the two were both at Texas Tech until Mayfield transferred to Oklahoma, and that put the two head-to-head in the Big 12. Browns general manager John Dorsey will see his past, present, and future on Sunday. Dorsey, who's had perhaps his roughest week since coming to Cleveland, will get an up-close look at the Kansas City Chiefs, a team he helped build before being fired in 2017. Dorsey was responsible for drafting many of KC's top players, including Patrick Mahomes. Kickoff time Sunday at high noon. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs take to the road facing Topeka Hayden in regional football action Friday. Both teams identical 7-2 records. Marysville reloading after a successful season last year, finishing runner-up Class 3A. Coach Justin Hoyer feels a younger team is hitting stride at the right time this season.
Kids that were stepping in into new roles, even though they stepped in and did little things really well for us last year and we expected big things out of them, now that they've actually been out there and against defenses that are going to adjust, do different things and give them different looks, feel like a lot of our juniors in particular and some of the seniors that are seeing the field for the first time are really doing a good job of being able to recognize those things and use what they see to help themselves be successful.
Dustin Hoyer, additional comments on our Coach's Corner airing shortly after 5:30 and again on our pregame show 6:45 this evening. 7 o'clock kickoff live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, a pair of 8-1 teams, an 8-man D2, Axtell at Rock Hills. Each team single loss to Hanover. Axtell coach Eric Detweiler was asked if it was difficult to prepare for a team that's had key injuries, but they're now all healthy.
It's been difficult. They haven't had a lot of films with them back. I mean, obviously the last game against Ellison West, they threw the ball more than they would, which kind of what we expected. They had success with that, obviously, with 8-1 record. You know, now that their quarterback back, they're throwing the ball a little bit more, and you're just making that more difficult to prepare for.
Eric Detweiler, our guest on pregame coverage at 6:45, kickoff at 7 live on FM 95.5. Both games tonight streaming live on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our mobile app. Plus, we'll air updates on area teams in action. Hanover hosting Frankfort, Valley Heights at Jackson Heights, Centralia home to Troy.
The hibernation instinct is drawing mammals of all sorts to their winter dens about now. It's all about the critters who snooze the winter away from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 2nd, the 306th day of the year. Frontiersman Daniel Boone was born on this day, and exactly 70 years ago, Harry Truman defeated Thomas Dewey to win a second term as president. We mainly associate hibernation with bears, but lots of other critters are also saying, "Wake me up when it's springtime." Bats are true hibernators. They can be found in tree cavities, caves, and attics with body functions so minimized it's hard to tell they're alive. Eastern chipmunks, prairie dogs, and skunks are light hibernators. They will rouse themselves occasionally to munch on stored food. Our old friend the groundhog is in that group too. We will see him again in early February, of course, when he's rudely awakened from midwinter weather prediction. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.